Edinburgh's Fringe Festival 2016.
Hello and welcome back to Fresh Fringe on freshair.org.uk. I am Rosie and this is my last interview of the day. I have been joined by the director and some of the cast of Alice, which is being put on by the Cambridge University Amateur Club. The show is playing at the Debating Hall at the Gilded Balloon at 10 a.m. That's a.m. in the morning, everybody. All the way until Sunday. So it's four performances left now because you've already had today's. So how are you guys?
Really good. Really excited to be here.
Great, thank you
for talking to us.
You're more than welcome. So I should say we have Kyle, who plays the Mad Hatter. We had Vansia, who plays Alice. And we have Joanna, who is the director. So tell me a little bit about your show. It's obviously based around Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah, so it's kind of a mix between Alice in Wonderland and Through the Looking Glass, and it's a circus/dance/theatre kind of extravaganza which blends all of these things through Alice's journey in Wonderland, and she comes across all the different characters that everyone kind of knows and is familiar and has interactions with them, so there's a lot of acting, but then each character also has a sort of circus equivalent or acrobatic equivalent, so yeah.
Yeah, so Alice is often mirrored by an aerial hoop girl. The Red Queen has court jesters who work aerial silks. The Mad Hatter, so my character, has magic and jugglers. Cheshire Cat is trapeze.
It's trapeze, yeah. So the caterpillar is a breakdancer. Yeah.
It's all a lot of fun.
Very varied.
Wow, so you must have quite a big cast, because you also have the cast and then the acrobatic version of the cast, right? So how many of you are there?
27 people.
Yeah. Wow, yeah. That is, I think, one of the biggest groups I've heard of that I've interviewed so far.
Yeah, as the Gilded Balloon, they were a bit shocked at first when they found out it was 27. They were like, oh, we've only ever had 9 people on this stage before, but I'm sure it will be fine.
But it is quite a big room, the Debating Hall, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a big space.
I think it's probably the biggest space in the Gilded Balloon.
It's
a really nice space to work as well.
It's got lovely wood-panelled walls. It's very sort of Alice in Wonderland, isn't it?
It's very Alice in Wonderland. And good that they could rig the aerial stuff. We didn't have that much choice, really, in the end because of the rigging.
So what made you sort of decide to bring in the acrobat side? And are they part of the same society, or did you kind of outsource for the acrobats?
Well, I wanted to put on the show to put on a circus show. It was never so much about doing Alice in Wonderland. And then last year, because it was the 150th anniversary of when it was written and various other things, I thought it would be a good story to put on a circus show with. And there's a circus school in Cambridge called Cambridge Community Circus, which I knew about and had done a bit of training at. So tried to incorporate people from there, and then I also did gymnastics at the university, so wanted to basically give the gymnasts a chance to perform as well.
Wow. So how did you decide which characters would have which acrobats sort of ascribed to them?
Partly from the audition. So we held open auditions and had a lot of surprising people. So Kyle, the Mad Hatter, came along and did some magic and was just an amazing actor. So we then instantly thought, okay, well, the Mad Hatter has to be a magician. And the same with Vansian. So Vansian, who's Alice, is a point ballerina. But in my mind, Alice was always going to be an acrobat or one of the gymnasts that I knew. And then she came in and I was like, obviously, Alice should be a point ballerina. And then the same, the caterpillar guy, he just came in and did some breakdancing. And I thought that would work quite well for the caterpillar. So it was just who turned up, and then people I knew. It all happened quite organically.
So credit to Joanna. While it's her vision and it's been put together really well and we really enjoy it, she's always let us have freedom as well. So when we've been doing scenes, she's said, oh, you know, what would you like to add in? What can you do? And really pushed us at each step. And the show just gets more and more ambitious each time we sort of work on it, because we're allowed that freedom to perform and to grow, which is really nice to have from a director.
So do you think the show's evolved a lot during the Fringe? Is it different to when you started?
It's not so different from when we started, but we put it on in Cambridge back in January, and from then it's definitely changed quite a lot. Partly just because of kind of the practicalities of the space that we have and what we could and couldn't do in the Gilded Balloon meant it had to change, and we tried to strengthen the narrative because it was on at 10 a.m. and we were kind of selling it more of a kids show, where when it was in Cambridge it was 11 o'clock at night, so it was much more of a kind of adult show. It's transformed a lot, and since being here I think it's just kind of got more polished throughout the run. And also I think as the characters relax into the roles a bit more, they've sort of loosened up into their roles, definitely.
As we get to work together more, we get to know each other's limits and what mm-hmm. we can sort of, when we're working on the mile, we like to improvise quite a lot, and sort of the jugglers are always taking us aside and teaching us to juggle and things mm-hmm. as well, which is really nice. So we do have fun as a cast, and that really shows in the show, I think.
Yeah, it's really like a lovely atmosphere, and I've learned new tricks like standing on people's shoulders, which I'd never done before, and attempted to juggle, which I'm still terrible at, but yeah, it's been a lot of fun.
So you is it promo stuff you're doing on the mile, or do you have like slots?
We've had some slots on the Meerkat stage. I don't think we have any more, but they've been really great. So we've just had a half hour slot where we've done quite a few of the routines, and they've gone down really well. But then every day we're pretty much there from 11:30 till 1, juggling and walking around on people's shoulders, and yeah, it's
creating a scene, just creating a little bit of wonderland.
Yeah.
How is it performing on the mile? I'm always intrigued, because everyone that's there, that, you know, if someone comes to your show, they're there to see you, whereas if on the mile, you're trying to grab them and make them come and see you.
I think we're lucky, really, because there is a big cast. We've sort of split it into four groups, and each day one group of people has a day off. But even then, we're sort of bringing 20 people out onto the mile. All of us, the sort of aesthetic of Alice is all black and white, the set, the costumes. The only person with colour is Alice in blue and the Red Queen. But we sort of managed to create an impact, and so it does draw attention, especially when you've got jugglers and people doing flips in the air and things. So we've had a lot of fun. And we've got to know some people from other shows as well, which is really nice, yeah. Because you start... It's almost like you're working together anyway. You get to see the same people every day, just flying. Everyone has their favourite spots and their favourite routines, and it is really nice.
Mm. And probably the nicest thing is when you go to hand someone a flyer and they're like, oh, we just saw seeing your show this morning or a few days ago, and it was really lovely. And that's such a like nice feeling to have, that they've already seen it.
Well, the girl,
it's so nice.
Emily, who plays the Red Queen, this morning two kids came up to her, sat down and sang her a song, because they'd come to see the show this morning and they enjoyed her that much that they wanted to sing her a song, and that's absolutely adorable.
So sweet. And yeah, you're talking a little bit about the kind of aesthetic of the play, the kind of black and white, and the only Alice and the Queen being in colour. How did that kind of come about? Who was doing the set designing?
I knew I wanted it very simple, and then we got this amazing designer who, she's studying illustration at Anglia Ruskin, and she had this vision to do everything sort of steampunk black and white, and then persuaded me that a couple of people could have colour, and yeah, visually it is amazing, and we're really lucky with the lighting as well. Her husband does the lighting design, and it all really creates a very magical atmosphere. Yeah, great.
And
design.
Then, and how's it been going down with audiences? You said obviously there's little girls that obviously loved it, but have you had, you know, been filling up? And who is it that's going to see it as well? Is it more children, or are you getting?
It's a huge mix.
Really,
I've been surprised how well it's gone down with families, because I was a bit concerned when we got the 10 a.m. slot, and the Gilded Balloon were kind of selling it as a children's show, and obviously because it wasn't made as one, I was a bit worried. But actually, we've had so many families come up to us at the end of the show and just kind of thank us and tell us how amazing they thought it was, and a lot of families coming back to see it again, which is really, really wonderful.
I mean, that's the biggest compliment you can get.
Yeah.
One of our reviews said about the parents being gripped and enjoying it just as much as the younger children, and
yeah.
that's power to Alice as a story, I suppose.
Yeah. And people of all ages, like my grandparents came today, mm-hmm. and I've never really seen them look so delighted throughout the show. And I don't think it's just because it was me. It was in the juggling. They were just like gripped by the whole thing.
Some little kids there today, they were gasping at everything that happened.
Yeah. Mm. That's great really audience
nice.
Reaction.
It must be so nice when you get that live reaction as well. It must make it kind of.
We love more a noisy trouble. Audience. We love. People worry that they're going to, you know, put the gymnasts off when they're doing these sort of quite scary stunts. Mm-hmm. But we do enjoy, because we feed off the energy. We mm-hmm. want to create this sort of vivid and intense Wonderland experience. So for people to really engage in that's a nice feeling, is mm-hmm. what we hope for.
And we have been amazed at our ticket sales. We've had over 100 people every day. And
wow.
We're in a big venue, but still the fact that people are getting up that early to come and see us. And it's been really flattering, and yeah, means a lot.
Yeah, it does.
And how about you guys as individuals? You're all either still students or have just graduated, and what do you plan to sort of do next? A big scary question, but do you continue this kind of thing?
I don't know. I'm still going into third year, so I'll still keep performing and like doing dance shows, and I really want to put on a dance show myself. I feel like Jana's really inspired
she
me
to
like rather than perform, to actually direct something and put something together. So that's one of my plans for next year.
So I just graduated this year, and I'm gonna be auditioning for Circus Schools next year.
Is that sort of inspired by what you've been doing now, or had you been had a previous interest?
No, it was kind of always what I wanted to do. So I've been at training at a circus school since I was 14, and then when I got to 18 was kind of torn between Cambridge or circus school, and chose Cambridge, and I'm very glad I did because I've had really great opportunities, and like the fact that I got to put on a circus show I wouldn't probably have had otherwise. So yeah, I want to train for a few years, but probably yeah, continue trying to direct stuff or choreograph.
I'm quite interested, how did you get into circus?
I did really competitive sports acrobatics, which is sort of like pairs and trio gymnastics, from when I was really young, and then got to 12 or 13, I think 13, and just couldn't cope because it was 20 hours a week training. Wow. And I went to quite a pushy school at the time as well, and it was just all a bit much, and I really didn't like the competitive side of gymnastics, that you were kind of competing against your friends, and it was quite a nasty atmosphere. And then I went to see a circus show in London by this company I'm obsessed with called Seven Fingers, which is a contemporary circus company from Montreal, and I got the program, and in there some of them had trained at this school in London, so I like researched that and found that they had a youth program, and ended up joining that. And wow. All the skills that I had in gymnastics kind of translated perfectly onto aerial, and yeah, good move.
And how about you, Carl? Whilst you're, are you going to continue being a magician?
I would love to. At the moment, I say I've just graduated in chemistry, so I would like to work in fragrance. But outside of that, I do the magic and hypnosis stuff.
You do hypnosis?
Yes.
Wow.
It's incredible.
Impressive. He's hypnotized the cast.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
We do it at cast parties. But I mean, I would love to be performing on stage, and it was sort of, Edinburgh was never on the cards for Alice until it went down so well in Cambridge, and a few of the cast really pushed Joanna and saying, you know, this could work. And now we're all sort of starting to look again and say what's next, because it's a nice group of people. We've genuinely become friends, and it sounds very cliche, but it's nice to work with them and actually to do something else. I think you said maybe not Alice, we've done a lot of Alice.
Alice out.
But something would be incredible.
And then, so how did you manage to get up to Edinburgh as students? You must have had to seek funding from somewhere, I'm assuming.
Yeah, we were really lucky. So CUADC, which is the main amateur dramatic club in Cambridge, fund sort of 3 or 4 shows every year, and we just applied. It was pretty soon after we'd done the run of Alice in Cambridge, and it sold out before we even started the run, and got 5-star reviews from everything. So we kind of hoped we'd get it, but then because it's such a big scale production and has about 30 people in the cast, and it's quite dangerous because it's, you know, circus and aerial, we thought they wouldn't give the funding to us because it's a bit of a risk, but got it. And so it was then us putting in the work, well, our amazing producer finding the venue and yeah, communicating with them.
Yeah, so our producer Jamie has put in a lot of work.
But it's all paid off because you had such success when you've been up here.
Yeah, no, it's really paid off.
It's been amazing.
It's really nice. And say it's been so well received, it's so flattering that people enjoy it as much as they do.
So I'm in the studio with Kyle, Joanna and Vansia from Alice, which is being put on by Cambridge University Amateur Club at the Debating Hall at Gilded Balloon at 10 a.m. and all the way until Sunday. I feel like I need to emphasise that. People are going to turn up at night and be like, where is it? Why is it not here? I wanted some acrobats. We're going to have a quick break now, and we'll be back on the other side a little bit more.
Fresh Air at Edinburgh's Fringe Festival 2016.
Hello and welcome back to Fresh Fringe on freshair.org.uk. I am still in the studio with Kyle, Joanna and Vansia from the Cambridge University Amateur Club's production of Alice, which is playing at the Debating Hall at Gilded Balloon at 10 a.m. in the morning all the way until Sunday. So we were talking a little bit about, you know, it's been going really well, and you've had lots of good reviews. The list said a busy mix of acrobats, dance and physical storytelling, which brings Lewis Carroll's classic story to life. And the student have said the much-loved and well-known children's tale of Lewis Carroll has been transformed into an eclectic performance of circus, dance and acrobats by the Cambridge University Amateur Dramatics Club. You also had some really funny audience reviews. Yeah. I found there's one from a dad who talks about being dragged in reluctantly but actually ended up really enjoying it, and one who says that his 3 9-year-old triplets had a fantastic time. I mean, what more can you want? You can pleasing dads and you're pleasing 9-year-old triplets. I feel like triplets as well, they're easily distracted, isn't it? Yeah. They've got two other pals to hang out with. They don't need to watch the show, but obviously they loved it. So, you know, it's been going well. The audience has been enjoying it, do you think?
Yeah, audiences have been loving it.
Yeah, we've been having lovely audiences.
Really, really great feedback. People stay after the show and, ask us when we're coming on tour to their towns, which is nice.
we had this one woman ask sort of the name of our circus troupe and whether we were going on tour. I think it was to Sheffield.
Yeah. Very specific.
Which again is, really sweet. And then it's a bit awkward because you sort of go, well, sorry. Yes, can't really do that. But hopefully in the future.
So, what is in the future for Alice? Is this a kind of one-time thing, or are you planning to take it elsewhere?
We have done a lot of Alice now. I'm kind of hoping it's not the complete end. It's gone so well, and I think it has turned out to be a really great show. The way, I don't know, just by luck, the people that have got involved and... Yeah, we've just been very lucky and it's turned out really well, so it would be a shame to end it. So I'm semi-considering applying for funding to do... It would have to be a newer, changed...
See, Joanna says luck, but she has put in
so much work.
So before the Fringe, everything was sort of put together and repolished within a week.
Wow.
It was very intense.
You guys have had final exams, right?
Yeah. Well, that was why we couldn't be doing things before. And then we all sort of are from around the world. A few of the cast are from sort of France, Switzerland.
Bastian's from Belgium.
Yeah, from Belgium. So actually getting everyone, sort of 30 people in one place, to do the rehearsals was hard enough. And it wouldn't have happened without Joanna's drive and sometimes controversial decisions.
like
the time when it was let's all have a break. Oh guys, let's go straight into juggling now. She's worked incredibly hard.
You all worked much harder.
No, that's not
definitely
true.
Not.
Oh guys. There's a bit of love in here in the studio.
Don't mind us.
Okay, so say I'm walking down the mile and you're there, flyer in hand, backflipping towards me or whatever it is you're doing. What would you say to me to make me come to your show and not the 3,000 other shows at the Fringe this year?
I like to make people jump because I have this...
A bit of your voice.
So, sort of go out to people like... Well, I have to say the most exciting thing I've met all day is you. And the second most exciting thing is... Oh, the show, yes. Take one of these flyers. It would be fantastic to see you there. And the other one, which is great fun to do, which is really bad for marketing, is, have you seen the best show at the Fringe? It's sold out. Come and see ours. And people really respond to that.
That's great. I love that line. Is that
people really do try with flyering to be original and... You know, you walk along the mile and you hear 5 stars, 4 star, everybody shouting about how great their show is. And I think sometimes by taking that more backwards approach, it gets people's attention more. And then they can come and judge the show for themselves.
It is quite easy, though. With both Alice in Wonderland and Circus, people seem quite interested and do want to take your flyer, which is nice.
They do. And we've been doing a lot of sort of like sitting on people's shoulders and walking around the mile while sitting on people's shoulders. And that usually grabs people's attention as well.
Not strangers' shoulders.
Hello, sir. I need to sit on your shoulders. But just use you for an hour or so, don't worry. Deliver you back to your family afterwards.
But we like to get people involved as well. So the jugglers today, the little kid was really interested. So letting him sort of have a go in things, it's just that personal touch that Alice in Wonderland is. It is a children's story and we are sort of a child-friendly show in that it is quite abstract, some of it, but it's not vulgar, it's not rude, it's not inappropriate for 10 in the morning. So letting the kids get involved as well, even if the parents just take a picture, we can sneak a flyer in the corner and then it's there. And lots of photographers always grabbing you on the mile to take pictures.
Oh really?
Yeah. So many.
They like the face paint.
They love the face paint.
Fantastic. So thank you so much for coming to join us. That's been Kyle, Joanna and Vansia, whose show Alice is being put on by the Cambridge University Amateur Club at the Debating Hall at Gilderballoon at 10 a.m. from now until Sunday. But you've already had today's show.
Yes.
So there's actually only four more left.
Shows left.
So book now before it sells out.
Yeah, book now and make sure you go and see it.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
With up to 4 times the freshness in one refill.
This is Fresh Fringe.